Unless you've got a direct line to the North Pole, it can be hard to find 6-foot candy canes and lollipops, and a charging station for Rudolph's red nose. The producers of Charlotte's Thanksgiving Day Parade needed those items, so they've relied on a specialist with experience turning fantasy into reality. WFAE's Nick Delacanel introduces us.
Wow.
Welcome to the shop.
Oh, wow.
I'm walking into a bustling 8,000-foot warehouse about the size of a bowling alley that's overflowing with floats, sculptures, and other odds and ends for this week's Thanksgiving Day Parade. On one end, a group of workers are testing a life-size toy locomotive that's spewing steam from its smokestack. On the other end, a painter doing detail work on Santa's workshop. The life-size, vibrantly colored vignettes came here straight from the imagination of a rather quiet woman in a plain white turtleneck and round glasses.
Karen Sells, the art director of the Charlotte Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Sells grew up as the daughter of an electrical engineer and a home ec teacher. And she says growing up, she never had an overwhelming interest in parades.
I mean, I always watched them. They were cool.
But she had her eye on other areas of design. She studied interior design in college, where she met her now husband, an architect. And the two ended up settling in Charlotte in the early 90s. They worked together with King's Production, which then owned Carowinds Theme Park.
I was doing signs and merchandise and building colors and all of that kind of stuff. And it was before computers, so we did everything by hand. And the people I've known that are in that business, either you love it and you can't stop, or you don't last very long.
Sells, as you might have guessed, loved it. Even after she had a son and left her theme park job, she still kept a side business as a freelance designer, never giving up on her calling, though it often meant working in the corporate world designing logos, which wasn't really her thing.
I find it harder to stay in those confines. It's boring to me.
Then, 4 years ago, she got a call from one of her old coworkers in the theme park biz. It was Robert Crumbine, now working with Charlotte Center City Partners. The organization was taking over operation of the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade, and Crumbine wanted Sells to help him elevate its production value. He says hiring her was a great decision.
You got to have a good team. You got to have people that leave the ego at the door and come in and work hard and care. And she just cares so much about this parade that she's kind of on the same page as I am.
The two work in a collaborative spirit, with Crumbine thinking up grand concepts and Sells fleshing them out on paper and figuring out ways to turn them into reality.
While we're talking about it, I start to get pictures in my head, or if he gives me a picture, this is what I like, then I go from there. Sometimes it comes quickly, sometimes it doesn't.
This year, the two have put together an impressive assemblage. There are around 70 original elements, including a life-size gingerbread house, a giant oven popping out cookies, a 24-foot toy marionette, all whipped together on a budget of $500,000, and a skeleton crew of about 9 people. As for the big day, Sells says she'll be getting up early to spot check the floats, make sure all the tinsel's in the right place, then she'll likely head home.
I hate to say this, but I've only been to the parade once, and that was the first year I was here. This year, I'll be there for the beginning, and I may stay since I'm down there.
Well, why not stay and see your work and its glory?
I've seen it. I know it intimately.
And so instead, she'll be heading home to ready Thanksgiving dinner with her husband and her son's dog, whom she's pet-sitting this year. Then she'll get to kick her feet up for a bit until next May, when she'll be back to do it all again. And the Charlotte Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow in Uptown. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanel in Charlotte.